Hello guys, welcome to the Girl Power Podcast. I'm Joannia.
I'm Madison.
I'm Faye.
And today we will be interviewing high schoolers.
Yay!
What's up guys? I can't wait to start this interview because I'm going to be an 8th grader officially.
I'm going to miss you, Faith, and this interview is going to be awesome because you know there's going to be drama in it. Okay, guys, let's get this interview started. Let's start by asking you what's your name, what grade you're in, and what elementary school you went to.
Hi, my name is Noah Davis. I'm in 12th grade, and I went to Haywood.
Hi, my name is Tyron Pierre. I'm in 11th grade. I went to Rosa Park.
Okay. My name is Raquel Monderoy. I'm in 11th grade and I went to Cleveland.
Cool. Now we got to know you. Now let's start with the real questions. First we have is Faith.
Okay, the first question is, do you like high school?
In my opinion, yes and no, because, well, my friends and some of the teachers are there that I like, but no at the same time because there's always drama, violence, and all that happens around it.
But that's going to be drama in every school. But the opinion that I like high school is because it's teaching you about college, and it gives you more opportunities to learn about college and stuff.
In my opinion, high school is okay. I learn new things, and that's it.
The next question is, what are some things that you enjoy in high school?
The thing that I enjoy most in school is gym and art.
Art?
The reason why I say art is because people in my family were very artistic. Like my cousin, he did a lot of art when I was younger, and also he did photography and like music and all that.
I also like to do art, but the thing I like about high school is you got more opportunity to play different sport and get scholarship.
I like strings and chemistry. Strings because I learned to play an instrument. Chemistry because I like science.
My question, what level of drama is in high school? Because you know I want to hear about that drama.
I would say it's a very unhealthy amount of drama that's in the high school. There's always either about fights, relationships, or basically grades or tests when it happens.
There's also a lot of cloud chasers that just want to start fight for no reason.
I don't have an answer.
Okay, since I'm going to middle school in September, my question is, how would you sum up your middle school experience?
My middle school year, it was very hectic and like crazy, but words of advice, just do your work, because if you mess up, you're probably just gonna get held back.
My middle school year was hard because I was a follower. I used to get in a fight and stuff like that, so don't be like me.
Tis, tis, tis.
My middle school experience was okay. I did what I was supposed to. Every now and then, I'd like be behind in English, but that's it.
The next question is, did you like middle school? Why or why not?
I like my middle school experience because I actually met a lot of new people and their personalities were very bizarre and funny.
I don't like my middle school year because I was playing around. I had bad grades. Now I'm in 11th grade. I regret it.
My middle school experience was good because I met a lot of new people and learned new things.
Next question. What are the teachers like in middle school?
The teachers in middle school are very professional. They will help you. It's just that they won't be like how it is in like what elementary and all that. And yeah, they'll push you to be your best.
The teachers in middle school give you more opportunity to finish your work, but the high school, if you don't finish it, it's just done.
Teachers in middle school want what's best for you, and they push you and make sure that you do what needs to get done.
My last question is, how is high school going so far?
High school for me went surprisingly well because I had some ups and downs when I was there in high school for my second year, and I'm, well, blessed to be in 12th grade, to be the youngest in my family to graduate.
So far, I'm getting good grade in high school. I'm doing great. And I'm actually on the way to getting a scholarship for wrestling if I keep going. I could have got it last year, but I was kicked off the team because I was playing around with the wrong person. But now I'm in the right track. I'm doing good. Hopefully, I get the scholarship.
High school is going good for me. I'm doing better than what I thought I would be doing.
Next question, are there a good amount of after-school programs?
As a matter of fact, we do have a lot of after-school programs, but I'm only in two, basketball and wrestling, that's it.
Though I'm not in no after-school activities, there is a good place I go to after school and it's in high school. It's called The Space. It's a very good place to go if, like, say you're stressed out or you have things you wanna get off your chest and just talk to people that you're comfortable with or and that you're around.
I'm not in any after-school programs, but at the middle school, there's a program called The Zone that's similar to The Space.
The clubs I know of off the top of my head are the Robotics Club, there's a track club, wrestling, band, and also a cooking club in the high school.
They also have cheerleading and football.
There's ROTC and dance.
The last question is, were you nervous on your first day of high school?
I was terrified on my first day of high school. I had no idea where my classes were and how everything was just, there was like a lot of little small spaces and there was just so many people just moving about at the same time. And like, it was just very nerve-wracking when I was my first day there.
First day of high school, I was nervous. I didn't see nobody I knew. It was all new faces. I didn't know what class I was supposed to go into. So I was just asking everybody, and they didn't know.
For the first day of high school, I was very nervous, and I didn't know what to expect.
We're almost finished with our podcast, and do you have any words of advice?
I will pass off what my mom usually tells me if I get in trouble. High school or any school you're going to is going to get harder, so you always just be prepared for like for what's going to happen in the future.
Some words of advice are don't hang out with the wrong people and make sure you do what you have to do and don't fall behind in your schoolwork.
Word of advice, just don't be a clout chaser.
If you don't know what a clout chaser is, congratulations, you're smart. But a clout chaser is basically being like you want attention and all that.
Thanks, I am smart. Now I know what a clout chaser is, so I won't be one in middle school.
Thank you guys for joining us today in our podcast, and I hope we can get your ears for our next one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.